two for Tuesday. Barbara picks Ethan Bortnick. Anything is possible, and Ethan Bortnick is 15 years old. He's 15, Dan?
Yes.
That's quite an age. Oh, that's a fun age. All right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5, as we are every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich, the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And, Esmeralda, look. Look who it is.
Oh.
It's Skip Skipley.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Skip.
He's back.
How was the happy unretirement?
Thank you very much. It's good to be back with you guys, as always.
How was the jet ride over?
It was very nice. Tom Bergeron says hello.
Oh, Tom Bergeron. Okay.
You know, he wasn't on the scheduled jet itinerary, but after we talked about him last time with Pete and Peter,
yeah,
I felt the need to go.
Pete, you mean Pete Lecoq? That's who you mean?
Yes.
All right. So this is the we have a little VH1 pop-up video challenge that we do. We answer a bunch of questions about a video usually from the 80s or the 90s. And then we answer questions about pop culture stuff related to that video. And Skip Skipley is our fantastic host who retires and unretires more than Joe Montana.
I wonder if that saves money. He doesn't work for that.
Well, you can ask him. He's right there.
Yes, it does.
Oh, good.
HR and I have a, understanding. So
it's very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Economical.
All right. So can we hit the thing with the thing on the thing? Oh, boy, here we go. I'm going first, right, because we got to get all the cats lined up with their capes.
Right.
Outside for Esmeralda's fantastic singing. And Dave Ennett is psychically, talking to his feline army right now, getting them ready.
I'm surprised that the feline cat army and the carrier pigeons haven't come to blows.
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
Well, they fly high enough.
Yeah. But those cats, they got capes on.
That's true. They might have an understanding.
Maybe they do. They just have a peaceful understanding.
I think that's it, because the cats know that if the carrier pigeons don't bring me in, they can't hear Esmeralda sing.
That's exactly right.
Esmeralda, that's the thing people don't know. Esmeralda does not sing at all outside of this game.
No.
No, because I would just have cats following me all the
time.
She
can't.
She's like Buddy Guy. She only does it when she's getting paid.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got, Skip? Skipper Skippington?
Please
wow,
provide
his whole
us.
Name.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
All right. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, by the way. Okay. I watched the whole Cub game. It was 7 hours long. All right. What happened?
Please provide us a line from Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings.
Oh, no. Okay, I don't. Oh man. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're Barbara Hershey, and you're dying. I hate this damn movie. You are the wind beneath my wings, and you're Barbara Hershey. That was close enough, right?
Wow. Yeah. No. Sure. Just to make it stop. Yes.
Don't know that song. And I just know
I'm
that.
I'm surprised with your love of Johnny Carson. You didn't flash back to her.
Yeah, to the final appearance on Johnny's final show. To her appearance on Johnny's final show. It's true. Just can't stand that damn song or that movie. Okay.
Esmeralda, this song appeared in what movie starring Bette and Barbara Hershey?
Beaches.
That is correct.
I didn't say the name of the movie, did I? No.
No, you did not.
I just said I hated it. Mm-hmm. Remember all that controversy with Barbara Hershey's lips?
No.
What? You don't remember this?
Sorry, no.
She had collagen injections for The Last Temptation of Christ, for the to play Mary Magdalene in The Last Temptation of Christ. She had collagen injections, her lips got all fat. And
why was that for Mary Magdalene?
I guess she wanted to look like a hooker. I don't know. So she got collagen injections, and everybody was like, why did you do that? What's the matter with you? Why did you do that? And they were supposed to unswell by beaches, but they didn't.
No.
Yeah, she's got big lips and bleaches. Beaches. I'm telling you, if the lips question comes up, I'm going to be real sad about that. All right.
I think you're safe.
Okay.
You never know, though. Pop-up video.
Barbara Hershey's lips. Well, I mean, lazy eyes came up when we were talking about. All right.
Nick.
What?
Bette Midler stars in what quote-unquote flowery 1979 movie?
Come on, man. The Rose.
That is correct.
I like that song. From that, like, I'm not going to say what it is because it might be a question.
You never know.
All right.
Esmeralda, this is a lyric quiz. In this song, Bette sings that she can fly higher than what?
An eagle?
That is correct.
Than a carrier pigeon. and a superhero cat. All right.
That completes the first set of the
card. Here we go. This ought to be good.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
What are the main ingredients of the sandwich called a croquet monsieur? What are the main ingredients of the sandwich called a croquet monsieur?
What?
Hey, man, I just read the questions.
Okay, Skip. I don't...
Go on.
What would that have to do with the damn song? I don't know. A wing? A bird? A dead bird? I don't know.
Grilled ham and cheese.
Oh.
With an egg. There's an egg in there, I think.
Is there? I call that a grilled ham and cheese. What the hell does that have to do?
I have no idea. Esmeralda, since you seem to know it, what can you tell us more about the croquet monsieur?
Maybe because she's rich in the movie? So they eat face. Maybe they eat it in the movie. I don't remember.
I have no idea. I don't remember. You remember Barbara Hershey's lips?
Were they surrounding a grilled ham and cheese at one point?
She was just a pair of lips.
She's just a giant pair of
with
lips.
Hair.
Her whole face was lips, and it just says Magicus across her face the entire movie. And she flashed. She turned into a neon sign. All right. Are you all right, Skip?
I'm sorry. We're getting some interesting text questions this time around. Not related to the usually it's like, here's why they asked this question. They're specifically about Skip Skipley today. So it's throwing me off a bit.
It's all about Skip Skipperton Skippington?
Yes.
The third? All right. What?
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice for you. Copacabana is a beach in what city? A, Los Angeles, B, Sydney, C, Honolulu, D, Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, so it's not like the song. Oh, wait, that was a club. Wait, what was the question?
What's happening right now?
I didn't sleep that much.
Either. I didn't either.
God almighty.
Copacabana.
Oh, okay. Thought for a second, I was like, wait. I was thinking of the song, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then I was like, wait, that was a club. Wait, there's a city called Copacabana? So, yeah.
It's a beach located in what city?
It went Brazil. Rio de Janeiro.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was a girl named Lola. She was a showgirl. She had her dress cut down to there and had flowers in her hair. Didn't have lips like Barbara Hershey, though. I can't believe you guys don't remember the Barbara Hershey lips.
Sorry.
I don't think
I was focusing on the gorgeous tale of two long-lasting friendships.
Hey, they made the big deal out of it. The press made a big deal out of it. What's the deal with Barbara Hershey's lips? It was a big deal. All right. So we take a break here for weather and traffic. Back for Two for Tuesday, final song. Yeah. Barbara chose Ethan Bortnick with We Are All Family. Hey, look, it's Skip Skipley came back again from retirement.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hi. Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
From your retirement.
Yes.
I'm always scared that he may not come back.
Oh, that would be sad.
That would be sad.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Back to the game. Esmeralda has three. And I have two. What? Where are we now?
We are the second half of the second card.
Oh, okay.
Actor Frank Gorshin played which Batman TV villain?
Riddler.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda, what was the high-flying theme song to the TV show The Greatest American Hero? What was the TV theme song to The Greatest American Hero?
Oh, I don't know the name of it. I can sing.
I know the words.
Oh,
do we get bonus?
Ooh. Yeah, can I just sing?
Get ready, cats.
Cats are not. I don't think the cats are fully prepared.
Believe it or not, I'm flying in air. Never thought I'd be. Believe it or not, who could it be?
What do you think the name of the song is, Esmeralda?
Is it just Believe It or Not?
That is correct.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. It could be like theme something.
And that's in parentheses. It's the theme from the... Believe It or Not. They only say Believe It or Not 8,000 times
in the
song. Yeah,
but I feel like I've been burned where I've said, you know, I've said something and then it's like, nope. Completely different.
It's called Barbara Hershey's Lips. All right. Is that it?
That is it for that card?
Thank you. God. All right.
Four. Speed through this round.
4-3.
All right. Esmeralda, please continue your singing ways with Tommy Two Tones, 867-5309.
867-5309. 867-5309. Oh, wait.
Oh, no, you just dialed the wrong number.
Jenny, who can I turn to?
Beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. 300 cats just killed themselves.
Oh, no.
All right. What
are
we?
High enough tone? Is that?
Yeah.
They couldn't keep flying?
No. They weren't flying high like an eagle. All right. What happened?
Or flying on air like the Believe It or Not theme.
That's right.
The picture of what modern. the picture of what founder of modern psychology appears in this video? The picture of what founder of modern psychology?
Freud?
Yes.
All right.
Very good. Esmeralda, whose number is 867-5309?
Jenny's.
That is correct.
A little dramatic flourish there from Skip.
Well, you can't help but sing that song there, Nick. Nick, what crime does Tommy commit in this video that could warrant the shortening of his name to Tom?
Oh, peeping.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
He's a peeping Tom.
He's a peeping. See, I got it. I understand that.
Do you know?
Oh, boy.
Other side of the card.
Oh, here we go. It's 6-5. Esmeralda's in the lead.
Esmeralda, what movie character goes on a long journey in an effort to get the quote-unquote nerve? What movie character goes on a long journey in an effort to get the quote-unquote nerve?
I have no clue. No idea.
The Cowardly Lion.
Oh,
nerve.
I get it.
Okay.
Multiple choice for you here, Nick.
That's a dumb question.
That is bravery.
It is, but you're going to have nerve, I guess. All right.
Who did Jenny Garth play on Beverly Hills 90210? A, Kelly, B, Andrea, C, Joe, D, Nat.
Which, Jenny Garth?
Who did Jenny Garth play on Beverly Hills? Kelly, Andrea, Joe, or Nat?
Kelly.
That is correct.
Okay, we're tied at 6, Esmeralda.
Oh, boy.
Final two questions.
Final two questions. This is the both, thing right here.
My. Both multiple choice. Oh. Esmeralda, what does sigmoid mean? A, S-shaped. B, curious. C, swollen. D, nosy. What does sigmoid mean? S-I-G-M-O-I-D. What S-shaped, curious, swollen, or nosy?
Nosy.
That is incorrect.
What? What does that have to do with the song then?
Sigmund Freud is the
Sigmund
name
Freud.
I think of.
Yeah, but he's nosy because he's a peeping Tom. In the
that's
video.
Not, that's not.
Is it curious? Ah. Curious?
No, S-shaped.
Oh, it's S-shaped.
S-shaped.
All right. If I get this right, I win.
Let's go to Steve Grzanich with the opening.
Uh-oh, we've got some suspense.
Drama.
All right, here we go. Hey, Steve, what's going
morning.
On? How you doing?
I have to wait now to hear you sing there. I don't know.
No, we're not singing. We're done singing.
You're done singing? All right.
Yeah.
Coming up next on the opening bell, it is planting season in Illinois. We're going to talk to the Illinois Farm Bureau president next on the opening bell. Also, a little bit later on, a little bit of a conversation about Wells Fargo. You know, they had that scandal. We'll see how they're cleaning that up and how they're using PR to come to their defense. All next right here on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
All right. All right. Here we go. This is the deciding factor, either a tie or a win. And Skippy.
Nick,
what?
If you like to watch, you're a visualist, B voyeur, C pervert, or D voleur.
All right. Bye.
That would be voyeur.
That is correct.
I win. You killed a bunch of cats this morning.
We've received like 8 texts that cats have passed out.
Cats have passed out.
Wow.
What were these texts that people were sending Skip Skipley?
One guy doesn't understand why I keep retiring.
And save
another
money.
And then another one wants to know what type of jet I'm flying.
Oh. Well, what kind?
It's a big old jet airliner, and it only plays Steve Miller.
Because they fly like an eagle?
That's right. Well, yeah, and he also did a song called Big Old Jet Airliner.
Oh.
All right. Hey, Esmeralda, huh?
Yeah.
I expect you to research and find out everything you need to know about Barbara Hershey's lips by the time we come back here tomorrow.
Right.
I bet if you just Google Barbara Hershey's lips, the story will fascinate all. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
Bye.
Wild Card Wednesday tomorrow.